What about this expression? If you have a friend of yours who's been sick for a while, you might say, well, old so-and-so's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit
bad. Mm-hmm. Or a little bit sick.
Yes, sir. Do you ever hear people around here use the word peaking?
Uh-huh.
Looks a little bit peaking.
Yeah.
What about puny?
Well, that's okay, too.
That the same thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's all the same thing.
Okay. You were telling me a while ago about these coal oil lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Say that electric lamp burned out, the thing that you have to replace, that would be the...
bulb.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay. And when you lived over at your other house, did you have a place out back where you hang up clothes?
Uh-huh.
What would you take the wet clothes out back in?
Dish pan.
Mm-hmm.
My little dish pan back there.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you've seen people use for that?
Yeah, clothes basket.
Clothes basket.
I didn't have one.
Oh, so you use a dish pan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are those clothes baskets made out of wicker or something like that?
Plastic.
Oh, yeah.
They're easy to tore up.
Hmm.
Made out of plastic.
Do you ever see those wicker ones anymore?
Uh-uh. Uh-uh, these now, nothing but plastic.
I see, yeah. What about if you had a bottle with some liquid in it, that's something that you could put in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from spilling out?
A stopper?
Sure. What could that be made out of?
Well, you could use a piece of paper or a stopper, a regular stopper that'd fit it. But you, as I said, you could just wad a piece of paper up and stick it in there.
What about cork?
Cork's good too if you can get one to fit it.
Did you ever see anybody play one of these things that you blew on it and moved it back and forth like that? There's a musical instrument kind of long and you blew on it and moved it back and forth across your mouth.
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
A use harp?
Could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that like a harp or a French harp or harmonica? You ever heard of that?
Them too. Yeah, I hear of them too.
Which one?
Harmonica. Oh, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long one, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
That juice harp, you put it in your mouth and pick it.
Right. It's got a twanging noise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ever try to play one of those?
I ain't
tried
to do nothing much.
Me either, yeah. What do you call this thing that you beat nails with? That's a...
hammer?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to ask you a few things about a wagon. Did y'all have a wagon when you were growing up?
Uh-huh.
What did you call that long wooden thing that went between the horses?
Tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wagon tongue.
Yes, ma'am. And the thing that the traces came back and hooked on to?
Sangle tree.
Yes, ma'am. Right. What if you had like two horses and each one had a sangle tree?
Mm-hmm.
They'd both be hooked on to a...
Double tree? Yes, that's what it is.
That's what you call it?
Double tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.